following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody.
Hey everybody, I'm Michael.
I'm Charles.
I am Martin.
And we are your Real Debaters this week, listener. Welcome back to the show. Welcome to
Wow, that was an actual real introduction.
I was trying to think when was the last time we used our real name.
Yeah. I know. I didn't even realize it. We just smoothly transitioned.
Should we do it again? It's weird.
Okay, hang on. Let's try it again. Can we do it twice?
Yeah.
Hey everybody, I'm Michael.
Hello there.
You had the shit on it, didn't you?
I had to.
Listener, welcome back to Where the Art of Cinema Meets the Power of Debate. It is a very special day here. We're recording this in advance because it is such a special day for the two of us, Martin, Charles, and myself. This is our May the 4th special. If you're listening to this right now, I am well on my way to Alaska. I'm on a cruise
he's
ship.
He's on a ship right now.
I'm on a boat, bitches!
Yeah, he's on a boat right now.
Smoking a nice cigar.
Oh, yeah.
Having a nice whiskey.
Yeah. Alaska's legal, boys.
Oh.
I can't bring it on the ship, but I can do it while I'm in Alaska.
It makes sense that Alaska would be like, they're so far away from the other shit.
They don't care.
You know, yeah.
They're like, leave us the fuck alone.
They're a country away from
us. There's a tuna-style donut in one of the ports in Alaska. I can't remember where, but they're known for it. I think it's called Jellyfish Donuts. They're really good donuts.
Okay.
And you do like a savory donut that's like a kind of like a lox bagel
tuna. I'm eating so much right now.
I have to try
it. I'm living it up in Alaska. I'm salmon fishing. I'm bear watching.
You're Jabba the Hutt right now. You're living it up. Just living life. Just loving it up.
But we wanted to do this in advance, and it just so happens that the day we picked is the day Star Wars Celebration happened the night before.
I had no idea that, I knew it was in Japan. I just thought it was going to be closer.
So did I. This is 2 weeks.
Waking up this morning was amazing.
Oh God,
it was really nice.
Christmas Day, boys.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah.
So I said to Charles, I'm getting a late start here. Hang on, let's go by a half an hour. And I'm like, should I go online today? Because like you, I thought we were weeks out. I thought we were going to do our own thing. We wouldn't have anything new to talk about.
Right, yeah. I thought they were going to say
it. Well, Rob posted that stuff on the chat, so I was like, oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't catch that until after I looked at it, but I didn't really look at it.
I went on Instagram this morning, and like the way that I have my Nerdgasm account set up, it's just nerd shit. That's all my newsfeed.
Yeah, yeah.
So right away it was like, Darth Maul is getting a show. And I was like, what? Is this real? And it was posted by Star Wars. And I was like, what? And then Ryan Reynolds. It turns out it's real.
It's Sean Levy directing.
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling. There's so many Ryans. Those fucking Ryans and Chris's, I tell you. But
we'll have Reynolds on a Star Wars soon, hopefully.
Yeah.
Especially if Sean Levy is directing it. I mean, my God. He's the Ryan.
Free guy.
As long as Justin Baldoni stops suing the two of them, maybe he can get back to making movies.
Yeah.
Also a Canadian filmmaker.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. That's wild. And Canadian starring.
Well,
there's a lot of Canadian Star Wars power in one movie right there.
It's a big day for us. We're excited that we've got the extra stuff to talk about on top of the stuff that we had planned, which we've got three segments for you. The title of this episode is The Force, The Fandom, and The Future.
It might also be called maybe Luggage and Legacy. I'm really loving that line.
The first segment we have today for you is do we hang on to any of the luggage and create a new legacy, or do we pull the old legacy into the future and keep going back to the well? We'll have that conversation like any Star Wars fanboy does, fan girl, fan person. That being said, before we get into it, we just want to let you know about some stuff.
Talk about us.
We have another trivia night. Basically, all I'm saying is follow the show. If you've been to our trivia nights, if you like having fun at a trivia night, if movie and TV trivia is your jam and coloring things and cheaply made props and nerdy podcasters hosting a trivia night, this is what we do. There's another one coming at the end of May. Follow our social media so that you can always be in the know when tickets go on sale. We're always $10. We know our value.
We do trivia and then we try to give you a little bit of a franchise experience.
It's a safe place. When we did Friends, it was a safe place to argue. Were they on a break? Were they not on a break?
Yeah,
right? It's the room.
We use a lot of cool props.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
That we're prop comics, but there's some cool props.
Seinfeld had great ones. We had to tell people that don't use the condoms. They all had holes in them.
We gave everybody an AIDS ribbon.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And some people made us stink about not wearing it.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. One person made a real big fuck, like a real stink. And I'm like,
well, because they also seemed to not understand the joke.
Yeah. Like
they were like, I don't feel comfortable like promoting something. It's like, dude, shut up. Do you know where you are?
How hard? Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Do you know what?
Also,
you are the minority here,
sir. When you don't wear the red, like, do you not know the best?
I mean, maybe he was playing the Larry David character who didn't like to do it because it would poke holes in his fabric, and that's what he didn't want to do.
So I want to do a curb one, but I'm really nervous of the Larrys that'll come out. It could ruin the whole goddamn
thing. The whole room could be just a bunch of assholes.
It's horrible.
I want to do as Asian Larry David. For Halloween this year.
I mean, I think, dude, just promoting a Larry David impression all night long, like best Larry David moments.
Yeah.
These are things
that
we would like.
If anybody does Larry David as Bernie Sanders, that's a really funny one, too.
Point is, pretty good. Follow us. The link in the bio, the link in the show notes, the link wherever you see it on Facebook, Twitter. No, we're not on Twitter anymore. Facebook, Threads.
Well,
fuck
it's
Tesla.
Not Twitter. It's not Twitter anymore.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, it's XXX.
Facebook. That's what I watch when we're done here. Facebook, Threads, and Instagram.
Threads is the new.
Threads is the new spot, baby.
It's the new Twitter. Okay.
Did you catch my thread?
So I'm not on Threads. I'm not on it. Okay, so what do I
hear,
do? Do I just make my Instagram like?
You can do it all.
I can keep the same like account and all that.
Can I tell you guys about my thread though? Yesterday, I was pretty impressed myself. So Haley Joel Osment recently has been in trouble.
I saw that.
Did you catch mine?
I thought that was old. I didn't know it was new.
Yeah, that happened. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, I ski dead people. So that's
dude. He's the guy from. He's playing that. He's exactly the character from The Boys, Mesmer.
Yeah,
totally
that's what
Mesmer.
I thought. Literally, when I saw the headline and realized, because I thought like. Because he got in trouble like 10 years ago for something similar.
Well, I mean, he was a child actor.
Yeah. Bound to happen. I thought it was just that. So when I realized it was like a few days ago at a ski resort or whatever.
Yeah.
I was
Montana,
like, whoa.
Or Colorado or
something. Maybe the boys, this is viral marketing for the last season.
Tying it in. No kidding. Yeah. Oh, my God. The two of that being spawning a real life moment for him. That's a pretty hard thing to swallow.
Well, you know what's funny, too, is every show like Silicon Valley he shows up in. Anytime he plays a side character or whatever, he plays kind of a dirtbag.
Mm. Yeah,
like you know what I mean. So even in
he was
Tusk,
a dirtbag in Tusk.
Yeah,
too.
In Tusk he was such a dick.
No, he wasn't. He was the good guy.
No, he was banging Long's girlfriend
because she was in a loveless relationship.
Yeah, but he was also a dick. He was like telling. He was the one that basically was like, "Oh, I can't go anymore."
Interesting
but you
that
have
you
to
see
go.
That he's. I
saw
like
him as a
this,
dick.
Okay, all right.
Long turns into a monster at the end.
Is Haley Joel Osment a dick in Tusk? Yeah. The polling now.
Was he a dick in The Sixth Sense? That's the real question.
Was he just
pay it forward? Was he the dick?
What do they call it? Not ghosting. When you're like you're making someone think something different.
Oh, gaslighting.
He's the original gaslighter.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, AI.
Bruce.
AI. He got Jude Law killed.
That's right. Such a child sociopath.
Such a dick.
Okay, so that's that. So let's go. Let's step off this moral coil and grab lightsabers.
That was what we watched this week.
Blasters. Yeah, that was what we watched this week was the TMZ clip of Haley Joel Osment. Let's go to a galaxy far, far away. So as Charles has mentioned, the first segment we're going to do here, and we're going to tie in all the things that have happened throughout the day. Or in the last 24 hours into each segment, because Martin made a good point. He was like, why tell the people what you're going to tell them and then tell them again?
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Yep. So legacy or luggage? First topic, how the way to the Star Wars is helping or hurting the franchise. Do we feel at this point, guys, that maybe calm down before you jump on me. Like Marvel had to recalibrate because maybe they got a little lost in their direction, right? Trying to do so many things, trying to make so many different people happy. Is there now, do we leave the legacy behind completely? Do we still tie it in and pepper it in? What do we do? Charles?
You know what I would love to see Star Wars have that I hope Marvel does more of is these special presentations. So if you're going to...
Like Werewolf by Midnight?
Yeah. So, like, for instance, if you're going to touch anything legacy, it should be shit we've never seen. Like, I would love year two of Darth Vader. What was year two like of him being Vader?
Like year one of Batman?
Yeah. Like, you know, like, because we've never seen that. And it doesn't have to be a fucking show. Doesn't have to be a trilogy. What if it was just like...
Hour and a half.
An hour and a half special.
Like a Black Mirror
thing. And if it did well... They could be like, here's year three.
Yeah.
Or like a day in the life of Vader in between Revenge of the Sith, and A New Hope. Because we know what happens already with those ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We do.
But we don't know what happens in between. But I don't want everything to necessarily be like 8 episodes. Like, I don't, like, I'm not saying they couldn't do that with Vader. They could fucking do a 10-season show with Vader if they wanted to. But what I'm saying is, like, we love
4 episodes in Obi-Wan, technically.
Yeah, and it was great. Like, the actual conflict of Vader, like, we never saw Vader that. When he fucking force breaks a kid's neck just to move people out of the way, that's what I'm saying. Like, we've never seen that.
That made me happy.
I went, yeah, man, and, like, the actual mask getting cut and them having that dialogue where it's Christensen all fucked up. Like, again, that I like. I think if you're going to touch legacy, it's that. But the focus should be now moving forward. It's a galaxy far, far away.
It's a big galaxy, guys.
100%. Like, what if there's a whole area of the universe that doesn't even know about an empire? There's
Darth,
like,
who?
Yeah, like, they have no idea, but they have their own conflict, and that could be something completely, like...
And that talks about what's happening eons away, or galaxies away, or
light
years
away. Like, there's Force users. Like, what I liked about Rogue One, I always forget his name, but Donnie Yen's character, the guy, the blind... The Force is with me.
I'm one with the Force. The Force is with me. I'm with the Force.
There's Force users that just aren't trained like Jedi, but there's Force users.
Do you think he was strong with the Force or just lucky as fuck?
No, he definitely was a Force user.
Okay,
he just had no all right.
He was. He was a Force user.
He was a Force user for sure. He was.
But,
he was
like,
the Matt Murdock.
Not everyone in the Jedi temple.
The Daredevil.
Yeah, he was the Matt Murdock of Jedi's. Like, he fucking trained himself.
Hey,
because
Disney owns both series. What if someone was like, "Give me
a
Daredevil guy"?
You know what I mean? Like, in the actual universe of Star Wars. Like, they had librarians, people doing back stuff, who were sensitive to the Force, but didn't have what it takes to become a Jedi.
Right.
So that's what they would do, so that the Jedi could keep tabs of them and not,
are you saying that midichlorians exist beyond one line of dialogue?
Right, right. And they could exist everywhere in the, and that's the thing is, like, because up until Disney, Star Wars exposure was just movies.
Yes,
and whatever characters said in dialogue, and whatever we saw.
That's a topic coming up, buddy.
The only way that we really saw, okay, you're either a Sith Lord with the Force or a Jedi with the Force. We never really had a concept that people could just be Force sensitive. Like, Leia, for sure, but there was always this inkling that, like, she'll train with the Jedis. You know, like, she never did, but, like, it was almost Luke's connection to her that would bring out the Force.
I think the main reason that is the case is because during the time that we've seen, had most exposure to, the Skywalker saga.
Exactly.
All the Force users were either killed or captured by the Empire.
Right.
And before that, they were captured, they were taken or entrained by the Jedi.
Right, right,
in
right.
The prequels.
They were killed at dawn.
So I like the idea of us just experiencing this galaxy in a way that we've never seen. And, like, that doesn't mean the Force isn't there. Like, Andor, you don't really... The Force isn't a focus in any way, I don't think. It's about the people of the Rebellion, right? Not the Jedi,
and
not the Sith Lords.
That's why Andor is so good, is because it's politically charged.
Right.
It's a crime saga.
We've never seen it.
And you've never seen it. Yeah.
What we do see that's tied in legacy is nice. Like, the fact that they're building the Death Star, you're like, right, because how the fuck would they have built that?
Yeah. And, like,
right, like,
questioning things like smuggling parts and things that are required to make things work. And,
Slave labor.
Right. Like, all of these.
Oh, and those, just because the war's over and you say you're not part of the Nazi parties, mentally do they stop just being like, yeah, I'm not a Nazi anymore?
Well, that's
that whole
that's
element.
The whole,
right?
That's the whole element of what you have with, like, the Mandalorian's villain.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
like,
and
still
I really.
Remnants of the Empire.
I
people
love
still
that.
Trying to resurrect the Empire.
That's
and
right.
Trying to, it's a power vacuum.
That's
now, right?
Right.
That was a power vacuum. They're trying to get
that's
forces.
Right. It's the Middle East of space.
Because regardless, what's cool about those, regardless of the Force and lasers and blah, 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 people are making decisions. And these decisions are making these things happen.
And
right?
Stellan Skarsgård is giving unbelievable monologues.
Oh, my God. And they're so good.
What have you given up?
One of the, I'd say, greatest parts of anything Star Wars was when they're escaping that prison. And fucking, I forget it, Andy Serkis.
Yeah.
All fucking, I was like, this is Star Wars? Like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
That whole thing was amazing.
It's rebellion. That's what
right.
They were, that's the whole point of that show.
See, and
right,
that's what I love. Like, but it's an idea of Star Wars. Like, I like that we have our Jedis and our lasers, but I want to see also just, like, what are people like living in this world? Like, what is that like?
I want a Christopher Nolan this. You know how he works in between time?
Yeah.
So there's so many things that have been said over 9 movies and a bunch of television shows and comic books and novels. Like, there's so many things out there that maybe, okay, the book readers and the movie watchers, there's probably a certain sect of book readers out there that the movie watchers won't read the books, right? Let's just be fair.
Yeah,
but, like,
sure.
If you said, hey, we're making a movie about this book that we've done, and it was really popular in the novella world, you could re-release it and push the sales to it, maybe condense it into a graphic novel for people to short form it. So I want to live in between now. I don't want to live in the Skywalker era. I want to live in the Andor era, the Mandalorian era, 5 years between changes.
Or if we go...
Where things are not, like... What was the one with Jude Law that you loved, Martin?
Skeleton Crew.
Oh, Skeleton Crew was amazing.
Still haven't seen that one yet.
Skeleton Crew feels like Return of the Jedi just looking at the clips. Like it has that magical...
The cinematic feel to
the
it.
Cinematic
I
mean,
I
feel
love
to
Goonies
it.
In Space.
Yeah, right? So those stories
are
where...
That keeps grabbing me. The idea of hearing Goonies in Space, I'm like, fuck, that's cool.
I'm going to watch it.
I know I will. I know I will.
Sean is tough.
You know what it was? It was The Acolyte made me very... I watched a supercut of The Acolyte on YouTube. Martin, I'll send it to you. It's about half an hour long.
I've seen it all.
Right.
I've seen it all.
It's all the parts that are fucking worth watching of that show.
Episode 5 onwards is what you should watch.
It's phenomenal. Like, it's kind of sad that...
4 episodes
got
in the way.
They didn't give it a chance. They just didn't give it a chance. Like, they needed a Kevin Feige to step in and be like,
well,
the second half is good. First half, I don't know what we're doing. Let's rework that. You know what I mean? Like, that's what that should
be. You mean Filoni?
Yeah, I don't know if he even touched that one. Cause,
he did.
He had.
I read online that he did have some say in it, but he wasn't the one who actually wrote the script. Like they did go there for consulting purposes.
And you could fucking
tell. So here's what I'm saying with in the in-between. That's the in-between stuff. That's great. But then the Marvel thing of too much lore, excuse me. There's just a point where like the business model of Star Wars starts to get into the lore of Star Wars, and there has to be a balance because they bought that property for a reason. They didn't buy it because they're all fans. They bought it to make money. So,
well, that's why the first like 4 or 5 years were really shaky because they were just like money, toys, do it all.
When I after the purchase, when I saw R2-D2 on a bag of oranges, I was like, George Lucas would never sell this to Del Monte Fruit or whatever the fuck because he had standards. But when you see it in co-op, you know that Disney's like rights for everybody.
See, and again, at the end of the day, Disney makes more money on merch and toys and shit than anything else, right? So that is their jam.
Let's go
I
to
think
Martin.
It,
Martin
Brooks said it the best, man. It's all about the merchandising.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what it's about.
Well, it's marketing your product. That's what it is.
Before we light speed into the next topic of this segment, Martin, what are your thoughts? Like, do you want more legacy? Do you want a little bit of both? Do you want none of it? Restart, hit the easy button.
I agree with Charles. I think it's time to move on from legacy. I don't think we need the Skywalker saga anymore. It was something that was, it was great. It gave us the introduction to Star Wars. Now let's fucking see what else we can do with this universe. There's so much more story, especially with like Legends or the like extended universe that we could talk about.
I think
the fact that we have, I mean, you're always going to do the nod as long as they still do the nod to the original, you know, to canon of what, where it came from.
Yep.
I'm okay with that. But I think the fact that the most popular thing right now is the Mandalorian and Grogu, which is not a Star Wars, not a Skywalker.
It's not.
All,
yeah.
You don't need it.
But we got it. Right? We got him for a moment in episode one, in season one, right?
Like,
but
that was enough. Yeah,
that's the nod.
Yeah,
that's the nod.
That's
and it was great because again, it was something we had never seen.
That was tears.
Right?
We all cried.
It wasn't
right?
just like him.
We all cry.
Oh my god, it was. And it was so unexpected. I didn't.
Shauna watched me cry.
It was like, but you know what I mean. If this was in the 90s, it would have been him standing on a hill and being like, "You got it, son," or something.
Right? Yeah, it would have been. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's what I mean. Is I agree. Like, we need to move on. If we do grab on legacy, it's got to be something we haven't seen and something worth telling.
And you know what? Like, I know Disney, we're all saying, like, you know, Disney's
the
trying
devil.
To make as much money from this IP as possible. But, like, I would say let's not rush anything. Let's not overdo stuff. Like, take your time, pick the right projects, pick the right, you know, stories that we want to tell.
Quality.
Get the right director, actors to play them.
That's right.
And then fucking put it out.
Quality over
quantity. I don't want oversaturated. I'd rather have quality over quantity.
That's right. Well, right?
And
that's it.
And
that's
it, it seems
Give me a sniper rifle approach instead of the shotgun that we've been getting.
It's
pray and pray, yeah.
When we talked about Kojima, Kojima takes a long time making shit,
oh,
but
like
it's
10,
always,
20 years sometimes. 10 years.
Always worth the wait. Like, it's always worth the wait. If you told me you're going to have Star Wars every 4 years instead of every year, I'd be into it. Why
well,
not?
Then isn't that like, that's how it was.
Yeah.
With the movies. The movies was every 4 years.
Yeah, I think the most ambitious one was episode, like, 7, 8, 9. Because that was Disney, right? Like, they did a Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, but not that. But I'm talking original trilogy.
Oh, yeah, original
was
like
there were 4 years apart when that came out. Even the prequel trilogy.
Well, I mean, that's
still
just
like 3, 4 years apart.
Yeah, that's the balance of how long it takes to make a film versus how fast you make a television show, right? So
yeah.
Star Wars television was a risk because everybody knows Star Wars takes time, right? Well, are we hitting the easy bake oven on Star Wars and being like, let's push it out, let's push out everything, which is that's part of like the next the challenge of getting outside of the saga, because you still have us, you still have our parents who introduced it to us. Like, it is ingrained, sadly, in a lot of toxic fandom, right, with changes.
Yeah, that's
and like there can be no people of color in space.
But
you're
that's just the world.
Ridiculous,
like,
for thinking that.
That's the world because Marvel too. Marvel
yeah.
does
oh,
gender
definitely.
Swap
yeah.
characters, and people are.
I'm just saying these
like,
are,
people are fucking freaking about Silver Surfer. I'm like, it's fucking T2.
Yeah,
it's liquid
not,
Terminator.
It's not real.
Yeah,
it's a made-up universe.
It's not real.
It's
not
if
real.
Anything, yeah. I thought I was weird because I'm like, she looks kind of hot. And then these guys are like, it's supposed to be a dude. It's like, who? Okay.
Well, and
go watch all the other shit they've done where it is a guy.
That
shit exists. Go watch that. You fucking losers.
You got to have
and
a real
good.
Yeah.
You got to have a real conversation about that as someone who owns the rights. Then as, you know, Disney was like, hey, we don't have to DEI it anymore. Like, completely abandon the whole process. Like,
yeah.
You know, so there's a lot of challenges with Disney's IPs in leaving this behind. But I think we all agree that as long as you tell proper good stories,
right.
people don't give a shit, right?
No. Also, it's supposed
like,
to
look
be.
At, let's. Sorry, I just wanted to like look
go.
At.
Yeah.
Like, I guess it's canon versus like, you know, canon isn't sacred, but as like I mean, as long as you kind of don't fuck it up too much. Like, look, I'm giving an example. Look at The Last of Us. In the original games, it was originally spores and not mice, or what is it, cordyceps mushrooms.
Yes. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what the virus was.
Yeah.
But the show was done so well, no one gave a shit.
You know what's funny, though, Martin? Apparently spores are coming in to season 2, I heard. I know.
What about molds
and
had
like,
spores, molds, and funguses?
That's the evolution, right? But my point is,
right.
like, no one gave a shit when they said it was
right.
cordyceps instead of
right.
spores.
Also, the way that
so
they,
well
the way exactly the way that they did it. Like, again, I forgot. So in the game, you know how the fungus thingies come out like almost tentacles,
like out of that pipe in the last
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, or sorry, in the show they like come out like tentacles. That's all show. Like,
sure,
that's
in
not
the game
all
too.
In the game.
Yeah. I'll agree
so,
with whatever you
what
tell
spores? Because that's why you have to wear gas masks
that's right,
in the
that's
show
right.
when you're traveling through spores.
Isn't that a line from Ghostbusters? Spores, moles, and fungus.
yeah, yeah.
It's fungi.
Sorry,
fungi. That's right.
sorry for all the for all the science listeners out there. Yeah, no, I mean, I just. You see it, you hear about it, and we all love this. Like,
what
this
do you
is,
want, Mike? What do you want out of it? Where do you
well,
want
like
us
I,
to go?
I mean, okay, here's an example. Like, knowing what I know about Sean Levy and knowing what I know about Ryan Gosling, watching those two make a Star Wars movie.
And it's called Starship, right?
It's called Starfighter? Hang on, let's bring up.
I think it's Starfighter.
Starfighter.
It's Starfighter, right?
So I'm assuming he's going to be a pilot.
He's going to be
wait a minute. Is it? The last Starfighter,
right?
Yeah.
Well, that's where my
Are we
brain went.
Get Death Blossom mode.
Yeah,
they made an effort to say it's 5 years after Rise of Skywalker.
Okay,
so it's
a new story.
It's a new
story in a new era we haven't seen yet.
Exactly,
because it's the fall of a second empire.
But then we also know that Daisy Ridley's movie's coming.
Correct,
and it is the
that
only
one, is
one
six,
that's the
that one's 16 years, I'm told, after Rise of Skywalker.
So that's the only one. That's pulling from the Skywalker saga, depending
yeah,
on what
again,
you want to believe.
And when they announced it, they didn't say it was going to be Star Wars episode 10.
No.
They
it's
just
they
said
announced?
It was another Star Wars
it's
movie.
It's a Jedi-based
right.
story.
Because they also said, and I believe it's supposed to still be happening, James Mangold is supposed to be
yes.
doing
yep.
the first Jedi.
the Jedi Knight?
Yeah, like the first Jedi Knights ever. Yeah. So Old Republic.
Old Republic.
Right, which is huge.
Which is something we've only seen maybe in...
The video games.
The video games?
Video games and, like, references.
Video games, books and video games.
Okay, yeah, and, like, they do...
Comics, I think comics, too, as well. Disney just released some comics for...
I did want to say the one thing I loved about Disney getting Star Wars was immediately Star Wars went to Marvel, publisher, and were like, hey, could you guys make comic book series
make
out of
these? Make pretty pages out of this
and
stuff.
And they made a Darth Maul series. They made a Darth Vader series. They made a Luke... Leia and Han series after Return of the Jedi, like it's and they're fucking awesome.
Sure, I've seen the art. The art's gorgeous.
The Darth Vader one is so.
I think Mark
dope.
Is hawking a couple of those right now. String Bean Comics for anybody in Winnipeg.
The Darth Vader one starts right after his scream of like finding out Padme's dead. And you know what
Charles,
it is?
Can you send me after the show?
Oh, I will send you. I've read them all on that website, man. But yeah, I will send you that. His first comic is that. And Palpatine basically going, hey, so you lost your fucking lightsaber when Obi-Wan almost killed you, so you got to go find a lightsaber. Go. And Vader is like, okie doke. He finds finds out that a Jedi who survived Order 66 is hiding out on some fucking like disheveled planet, goes there, and they have a force fight where Vader has just his hands. And then...
I'm sorry. I'm more scared of Vader with the Force use than I am with his lightsaber
skills. Dude, and the way, like, it's so cool. Like, again, this is Vader at his angriest. It's as scary. And you're seeing right after Revenge of the Sith. Like, that's what I'm saying, is if they dip in Legacy and they do, if they just adapt those comic books, dope.
Well, and I mean, the abilities now, because we know that the video game's canon is potentially coming.
Cal
right?
Kestis. Yeah, they're very... I think Cal Kestis is going to be in Rey's movie. I'm almost like willing to...
It feels like home to put him there, right? Because if she's traveling the universe...
Well, and his thing right now is he wants to continue the Jedi, but doesn't want to do it the way that... Like, he doesn't... The Jedi techs are gone. One.
Yeah.
They're gone, technically. And
so are
Jedi.
The Jedi.
And the way Cal Kestis is becoming a Jedi, like... the game's been out a while. It's not a huge spoiler, but he has a love interest that he is engaged with, which is super anti-Jedi way, but not with him, but it's making him a stronger Jedi. Love is a stronger emotion than abstinence, I guess? So
I don't know. Ask the Catholic Church.
Yeah, it doesn't work great for them, does it?
I read shit. Doesn't do well from what I can tell.
But the game is cool, and the game is doing shit we haven't seen in the movies or anything.
Well, I think we're all on the same page here, where like we want to know that you remember where this came from, but start digging deeper into the things you've said. Talk more.
It's bigger than like, Skywalker.
It is. It's bigger than a brother and a sister
and
incestual relationship.
We've got 9 movies of that family. You literally killed them all off.
Like, even The Godfather stopped at 3.
Right. And again, because, like, at the ending of The Godfather is he's dead.
Yeah, we killed,
right? Like, the Skywalker story is great. It's been told. It's time to move on.
And, I mean, you can still reference, like, because I can't remember the mathematical term, but you have black or white. You have ones and twos, right? You have the force and the dark side.
The yin and the yang.
So you can always, as long as you always come from that point, if you start there with that story, right, you can have bounty hunters, bad guys, good guys, because it's both sides of the yin and the yang. It's what makes Star Wars so interesting.
Well, and again, I think as long as we'll have people trying to do good and be Jedis and blah blah blah, you'll have Empire sympathizers, let's say.
You will look at today.
Well, and like Martin and I, like, we can agree, like, what was so neat about the Acolyte is the Dark Lord.
You're the only two that watched it.
Oh, yeah.
The Sith Lord I just want to train someone.
Let me be.
The way, that's it. I just want to use the Force without being policed. Right? It should have been. But
that's
like,
what we thought it was going to be.
Hearing it from his perspective, saying it that way was kind of like, that's badass. Because it's not him saying, like, I want to murder people. It's just him being like, I fuck with the Force and I don't want you to police how I do it. Sure, he's doing crazy, like, dark shit with it, but seeing it from his perspective that way, it's more interesting than just,
murder. It's kind of like seeing, like, Harry Potter from Lucius Malfoy's point.
Yeah, like, in that sense of, like, or, like, Palpatine, all these other villains, they weren't very two-dimensional. They were very much like, I just want power, and that's what I want.
I'm hungry for murder.
Right, but with Anakin becoming Vader and all this, you have this conflict. The Acolyte had a conflict like that, but the conflict was like, for all I know, he was murdered, like his parents were murdered, blah, blah, blah. We don't really know, but it was more like, I just want to have someone to train. The Jedi's get academies. I just want to use the Force and have somebody.
Can I have a little shitty shack and a Padawan? That's all I want,
guys.
That's
all it is. I made my own lightsaber. Just fuck off. Leave me alone. That's all it is, right?
Why you got to be so mean?
But there's an interesting element to that, and it's like, yeah, so like what kind of conflict can that build up to? Like, what if they did? What if they were like, fine, we'll leave you the fuck alone. Go do your own thing.
Yeah.
And then he starts.
That's
the next empire.
That's how you meet in the middle and get along.
Right? Like, so that's what's interesting. And that's this whole idea of, I also don't agree with the way the Jedi train. That's why they're all fucked up.
Like,
and they turn evil.
Both of those ideas at their core show honor, respect, an idea of a code. The old martial arts
samurai.
Way. Samurai, right?
Like George Lucas was so influenced by samurai. Like the Jedi or samurai.
The Seven Samurai is Star Wars.
It's 100% Star Wars, yeah.
I didn't realize it until I watched it, all 3.5 hours of it. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty much that. That was it.
Jesus Christ. Like, there's Chewie.
And
there's Leia.
Amazing.
There's Luke.
And it makes sense that Lucas grew up with that movie. So when you're influenced by something, you're like,
oh, ridiculous.
I want to make it.
Okay, so Martin, we'll start with you on this last point. And we've kind of touched on it, but we'll do a little bit of a deep dive. How the new shows, you're talking about how Acolyte tried and just didn't, the base wasn't there. Right?
Yeah.
Like it just.
They should have actually made it completely from the perspective of the dark side. If they actually
That's what we wanted.
If for some reason they were like, no, it's going to be from the perspective
Joy.
Of these twins that are so boring. It should have just been from the from
sibling rivalry.
It should have just been completely from the perspective of the actual Dark Lord, the guy that wanted the Acolyte. If it focused on him, that show, literally, they would have been like, we can't keep up with fans' demand. I'm telling you, because all the scenes with him are fucking unreal.
Oh, he's the best part. And obviously the first. One of the first Filipinos in Star Wars.
Which is so, dude, at one point.
Who is he?
Well, lead.
He was
Kinto from The Good Place.
I saw him from The Good Place. That was the first thing I ever saw him from.
He's the guy from The Good Place.
Yeah.
Really?
Dude, when you see him in this too, oh my God. And the way they introduce him is he's like a dumb sidekick.
Yeah.
He's like
that's what he was in The Good Place.
That's right.
His character was in The Good Place. And that's the same thing as
they introduce him in
the
show.
Now he's a dumb sidekick with fucking force powers.
So the way they introduce him in the show is one of the twins, that's his contact. And he's a fucking drunken idiot. Like, he's like, haha, like an idiot. Turns out.
That's awesome.
He's her boss the whole time. Like, that's, oh shit. Like, again, when it was on him, it was cool. It was really good.
I have not. That's the only one I have watched.
It's
I've watched everything Star Wars.
Like they do like crouching.
Except the animated stuff. But I let Martin film it.
They do like a Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon fight scenes at some point. Because they're force fighting. But, like, they're both equally strong, so it's almost like, you know what I mean? They get stuck in the air.
Well, I've seen it. It looks like
flow.
The Matrix.
Yeah,
I mean, you should at least just watch it for how...
I'll watch
how,
if five to, if five
no, no,
to the end.
Start from
you
five.
Gotta watch it for the scene of how they turn a lightsaber red.
So they do show the
they
corrupting
show
the crystal?
The first time how a lightsaber turns red.
And the first time I saw it was in the Darth Vader comic. They show him get it. So, but it was in a comic book. Seeing it live action, it's just chills.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah, that was really cool. They show you exactly how the crystal gets corrupted and makes it a red lightsaber.
Just watch it from episode 5 onwards.
Yeah,
okay,
literally.
So, but the ones that have hit, the ones that have been like mind-blowing successes.
Grogu, Andor,
Ahsoka. Andor, and Mandalorian.
Yeah, I really loved Ahsoka. That was a great one. Yeah.
How do we rank this, guys? Let's do that. How do we rank this? Which one has done?
I think Andor's number one.
I agree.
Because Andor to
me. It's got to be The Mandalorian. The Mandalorian brought it back.
The Mandalorian was the Iron Man
of Star Wars.
I give you that for sure. Without the success of Mandalorian, we wouldn't have the other shows. I fully agree with you on that. I find, though, the most pristine Inside Out consistently is Andor.
Tony Gilroy.
I've had
Tony
moments.
Gilroy.
It's tough. It's tough. I rank both of them 1 and 2 easily.
Yeah. But again, I do agree with you. Like, without Mandalorian, we would not have TV Star Wars. Like, Obi-Wan, I really didn't think I would like as much. But again,
I didn't mention it. It wasn't my favorite, but it was okay.
I focus on just the elements of him and Darth Vader, and it
was too much of this Padawan trainer relationship trying to be resurrected.
Well, and they should have just made it three episodes and made it just the rematch of Vader and Obi-Wan.
Yes,
because
Kathleen Kennedy, too much.
Leia kind of drove me nuts because I don't know. It drove me a little the way that they grabbed from Legacy like that. Like, what if Obi-Wan helped out Leia when she was like 8? I'm like, what if he didn't?
I mean, princess? Really?
What if he just stayed surviving in the desert trying to fight off Maul and Vader again?
Like,
way more interesting.
Is Obi-Wan only good at rescuing damsels in distress? Yeah. Like, that's what it really fucking pigeonholed the shit out of that character.
Well, and again, don't do stuff that makes me rewatch the movies and then be like, huh. Like, do Rogue One. Rogue One filled in huge gap.
Yes.
That for decades fans were like, but why would they have this weakness? It's so dumb. And then Rogue One was like, well, we'll tell you why.
Okay, Martin, if you put Mandalorian first, is Andor second then?
Andor's easily. It's honestly, they're both like up there. It's hard to put one and two. Like, they're one and two, but they're very close one and two.
Yeah.
So then Ahsoka.
I just love Andor. Like, Andor had the best monologues I've heard.
And
in Star
Diego
Luna.
Andor was
great.
Made for adults. Andor's like the House of Cards, the long form drama of Star Wars, right? Where you're like, let's let these characters really these actors chew into these characters.
Well, it's a political drama.
It is. Yeah. It is.
And Disney's smart. They doubled down on their most successful movie since they took over.
Rogue One.
Rogue One was their best movie they've put out yet.
My favorite level in Battlefront is the Rogue One beach.
The Scarif
is so good.
And that whole, like, again, the idea of that's what Star Wars needs to go back, especially when you make a movie. Every Star Wars movie, the last 40 minutes is just like boom, 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 boom.
Like, do you mean to tell me that
action scene, I'm your father, big story plot, and then end on a mic drop? Do that. That's what all your movies should do.
Well, I'm always like, I look at a thing, I'm like, so there was only two attacks on the Death Star?
Yeah, right.
Like, you mean to tell me that they never bothered any other time and failed, right?
Yeah.
Or almost, or like something, or they learned something? Like, those stories, all of that stuff.
A lot of that stuff was in the game. Like, before, we had the legends of Kyle Katarn, who was, he was the one who originally got the Death Star plans from the Empire to
the
Rebellion. In the video game, Dark Forces.
Okay,
The games have been more ambitious than their
movies. Well, you got
those
are good games.
Even the ones with
the studio head of a design company wants the game to be amazing so everyone's not playing.
Well, it's also you can make more money paying $100 for something than $20 for a movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
and then you don't have downloadable content for a movie.
Force Unleashed. That's what it was. Sam Winter.
Great.
Those games. So, Mike, Force Unleashed.
Whitmer or Winter?
I think it's Winter.
Are you talking about the guy who plays?
The guy who does the voice of Darth Maul.
Whitmer.
Okay, yeah. My bad.
I just saw it this morning. I always thought it was Winter, too.
So, dyslexia says Winter for me. Sam Winter did his first dip in Star Wars was these video games called Force Unleashed.
For PS2, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And it was so cool. It was that Vader had a secret apprentice.
Yes.
And it was this fucking dude. And then this.
You know what? The best thing, the nod. His name is Star Killer.
Yeah, that's right.
Which
is
Star Killer Base.
That's right. And that was what they were supposed to be called originally.
That was the original name of Luke.
Yeah, it was
Star Killer was supposed to be, but they changed it to Skywalker.
That's why JJ in Force Awakens called it Star Killer Base was because.
The more you know.
Yeah. But the game, those games were so good, and that alone. That could be a special presentation of Star Wars.
The Force Unleashed was so good because it gave you what a Jedi could do. Like in that game, you can bring down a Star Destroyer with the Force.
Bring
down a Star Destroyer.
Yeah, so that's a big.
I played it.
Button mashing. Yeah. You're trying to bring it down. Ugh.
And like you're fighting. Aren't you fighting Dooku at one point in it? Like that was one of the most ambitious games. Never mind Star Wars.
It was. You know what?
I'm having flashbacks.
It was, and it makes sense. Like they kept him in the Star Wars universe doing Maul, which is amazing. His Maul
between
is incredible.
Freddie Prinze Jr. and Sam Witwer, the amount of knowledge that they probably kick up to Filoni. Like between the three of them, those three guys should be making Star Wars all the time.
Just watch Rebels and look up Twilight Apprentice.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
See, I mean, I am really upset that during that dark time of no Star Wars, I wasn't like, attached to the animation. Like Rebels, like everybody around me.
You know what it is? I was the same way. It's because they really marketed it for kids. Because even when I would look at the trailer.
But everybody I know who's an adult watches it and says it's great. I'm like, fuck, that's a lot of shit to catch up on,
I didn't
man.
Realize it was Filoni writing
it. It's Filoni. That was his first dip into it.
Right. Once
Filoni.
You find he out was... it's him doing it, I was like, oh, shit. Like, even the last clone. Like, remember when Disney bought over Disney, they did a final season of The Clone Wars. That was all Filoni, too. And again,
yeah,
Darth Maul and Ahsoka.
When he did it, he consulted Lucas, like George Lucas, on everything he did.
Yeah.
And he went to George Lucas, like, hey, would Anakin have a Padawan? And
yeah.
He was like, that's, like, he created Ahsoka because that was
that's right. And
from that whole
hearing
cartoon.
Lucas talk about it is wild. It's like, yeah, that's all him. And I just was blown away. And I was like, yeah, this is canon. This is so good. This is canon now.
Yeah.
So,
I think we've warmed up here. That was a really great first segment. Well done. The Force is strong with us. So we're moving into the future is Force sensitive. This is the second part of our show, which is the next generation of heroes, villains, and filmmakers, people who are going to be taking over the helm. We've already mentioned Sean Levy. I think the big one that we want to focus on here for a second is
Taika still doing? I think Taika's supposed to still be
doing. Taika's still doing one. He's still doing one.
But we were talking about how you guys with the Acolyte wanted a dark side story.
Yeah.
Now you're getting Maul, Shadow Lord, Star Wars, which is going to be the former Sith Returns.
Yeah.
So Maul's getting his own show.
Right. Which, again, they did this in the comics, and it is fucking awesome.
So it's going to take place before, like, I think it, when does it go? It takes place... Or it could take place, I guess the furthest timeline would be before episode, was it episode 6?
Yeah, so
a
I
New
was
Hope.
Thinking
of... It has to end before A New Hope.
Yeah,
is where
so...
Where this would be.
Yeah, if they're doing it, if it's canon and everything, then it's when... Like, we know how his story ends with Obi-Wan in the desert.
That was a fucking awesome scene. Like, if you just look up that clip,
the Duel of the Fates?
Unbelievable. You know what they still get Sam Witwer to do every time he's at start, like his fans bug him, is to scream Kenobi, because that way that he screams when he finds out that Kenobi, like, oh, just the way he does it, it's just, and that whole episode is them having a fucking, it's, reminds me of Punisher and Daredevil. It's just a dialogue.
Oh, sorry, this is in the animated.
This is in the Clone Wars.
Sorry, I thought we were, I'm like, I don't remember.
Rebels.
Okay. Yeah, that was Rebels. Sorry, but we're trying to find the timeline for this. So it's got to be, you're right, it's before A New Hope. It is definitely after, I'm assuming it's after his showdown with Ahsoka?
So it's going to be, it could be. It's anywhere after, probably after the Clone Wars. I'm going to assume
it's after
the Clone Wars sometime.
Witwer.
Because he becomes like.
You were both wrong. It's Witwer, not Witwer. Witwer.
In the Ron Howard one, he becomes like Lord of the Underworld. Like
I can't remember
what the group is, the gang group, but he becomes like a Underworld Lord.
Oh, yeah. It was, shit. That's
guys, right here it says in the article from StarWars.com, it says Witwer first portrayed Maul in Star Wars The Clone Wars, later reprising the role in Star Wars Rebels in a new series set after the events of the final season of The Clone Wars.
Oh, so it is. It's
Maul
right
rises again to lead the Underworld factions and rebuild.
Sick. So it's when the Empire's established.
Yeah, yeah. So it would technically tie in
to A New
as
Hope.
Much as I hated that Han Solo movie.
To Phantom Menace.
I just liked his cameo in it. That
was
the
best part, because no one saw that.
Sure, yeah.
I had no idea. And just, he was a fucking hologram, and I was like, ah! It was so, anything more Maul I am into. The only thing that kills me, I do wish it was going to be live action just a little bit, but...
You know,
the animation's going to be great because they already showed.
We all know that if you can't do it in live action, it's either the money or the casting.
Well, and they showed, they released a still, like a storyboard, and it looks sick. It looks really cool. Like, the animation style is drawn. It looks
drawn.
Really? Like, it looks drawn.
So, like a little spider.
Cell-shaded?
Yeah. Like, I think it's there.
Into the Spider-Verse kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of, a little bit. Like, it's dark. It's very dark. Like, Maul... is the brightest thing because he has the red face.
It'd be like Dark Horse comic kind of animation.
Yeah. Totally.
Are we still holding out hope for Orlando series?
It's
off. It's on.
That's the legacy I don't want them to touch. I'm sorry. I was not a fan of the Han Solo movie. I thought it was so bad.
Okay, but let's all put it on the fact that he was really not good as an actor. Like, that is a casting choice that falls apart. The rest of the movie is pretty fun.
I didn't mind. Like, his Han Solo was okay.
But also Ron Howard made it feel like Forrest. Like, he made it feel.
It was for kids. And, like,
yeah, like,
Lando,
he made it. Yeah.
His Lando was great. Like,
his Lando's fun.
His Lando's
Childish
great.
Childish Gambino playing some Lando Calrissian.
I
don't
think
mind
Vinny D is okay with that, too.
Yeah, like, I would love to see more of that. Yes, he was great. He was definitely the highlight of the movie. It's just for me, that movie rubbed me wrong so bad I don't even want to revisit it.
It
should have been a Darth Maul movie.
They fucked it up because like they changed directors midway.
Yeah, I know.
Right? How did Ron Howard bury it so hard? Like,
and you know what? That whole what it was, and Martin, we already said, but I did not expect Maul to even make a cameo. The fact that they just teased that, I was like, that should have been the fucking movie. It was him sending Emilia Clarke in, because that was the whole thing, right? That was the big twist. Is at the end,
who's she reporting to?
Vision dies, and then she's like, bleh, bleh, on her little scanner, it's fucking Maul. And I was like, why wasn't that the movie?
You know,
fuck on Solo.
I'm pretty sure they brought Ron Howard back for a lot of post production because it feels like a Ron Howard
He did the Kessel Run part for sure, because that's like very, like, you know, I get it. He's like, the Star Wars I grew up with, and like, I get it, man, but, like, we saw it, too. We need to progress the story. This isn't doing it.
And, I mean, you had a one-and-done shot with a Han Solo movie. It's not like they're going to be like, well, let's try this again.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, there was supposed to be a trilogy of them. Yeah. That's why they planted the Darth Maul thing. That was supposed to Emilia
Clarke's
character.
Into...
She was supposed to be the next big baddie. Oh, man.
Was Han going to get an Empire Strikes Back?
Oh, like, yeah, it was supposed to. So the next one, the next one was supposed to be about Lando and him and how, remember the poker game selling them?
Yeah, yeah.
We were going to see that. And
oh,
then
wow. I'm so glad.
Oh, I know.
Holy shit.
Every day I'm like, fuck, I'm so happy that movie did terrible.
And then we recently saw him in Cocaine Bear.
Yeah.
He's the son right?
But you know what? So they made a comic of
Han and
Chewie, how they met. And it's way worse.
Who's the bottom and who's the top?
Han was working with Han.
Sorry.
To survive, Han was working at basically an Empire run camp where they were rounding up. They would go to a planet.
Oh, they were rounding up Wookiees.
Rounding up Wookiees. And he was tasked with killing Chewbacca and his family. And he couldn't do it. And Chewie, like, they basically bonded over the fact that he was about to kill him, couldn't, and then he helped them escape, and then it was like, I'm with you now. And I can't remember...
That is such a good love story.
And I can't remember how they explain the language, because they eventually, like, he does know how to
speak Wookiee. Don't explain the language.
That.
I like knowing that every time he goes, chill out, Chewie.
But isn't that way better? Like, the way they did it was, like, comical. Like, that was Ron Howard. It reminded me of Arrested Development.
Yeah, like when...
It was very Arrested Development.
So, like, Chewie makes a noise, and then Han's like, really, it's that big? You know, like, that kind of, like, shtick.
And he's like, I speak a bit of your language, and then they start growling at each other, and then they're like, did we just become best friends? And it was like, what?
Stepbrothers.
No. And it was more emotional, thinking he was going to kill Chewbacca and his family. And then he's like, I can't do this.
Back to Taika. I don't think Taika, like, they just announced that the Star Wars, hang on, I'll bring it up. Because it's kind of.
Well, he said he wanted to do a comedy, and I could see them not there yet.
Just make it like Thor Ragnarok.
That's what I mean. That's what I would think.
Okay,
right?
So, Ragnarok, not Love and Thunder. So they did mention Star Wars confirmed 6 long-awaited movies in development in the last 24 hours.
Okay, is Taika's on there? It's
not. Yeah, I read it on there. He's still considered as a list of potential Star Wars movies coming out.
Okay, hang on here. Screen Rant is attended the Star Wars Celebration in Japan, where during the promotion series, The Mandalorian and Grogu. So there's one.
Yeah.
Shared by Kathleen Kennedy and Dave Filoni. The upcoming Rey-centric movie directed by Charmin Obaid Chinoy. Sorry if I screwed that up. It is. Okay.
Yeah.
The installments directed by Taika Waititi
and
James Mangold. So more than one, obviously. And then the trilogy written by Simon Kinberg. Those are the 6.
So I think the trilogy by Simon Kinberg is supposed to, like, continue. Like, I think do they mean like 10, 11, 12? Because I thought they were going to
12, 13, 14.
I thought they were going to do an Old Republic. I really. Maybe
10, the, sorry, maybe 10, 11, 12.
Maybe the Acolyte was supposed to, but no, I thought they were going to do an old. Oh, that's James Mangold. I guess his is the Old Republic.
Yeah.
Because it's the first Force. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a brand new trilogy is what it's on gaming.
So I'm wondering if that's supposed to be a like 10, 11, 12. Because they did say they wanted to continue.
Are we all like, I mean, and I say this because most of Rey's story is focused on finding her family and finding herself, right? Like, because they didn't really put, like, I want, like, you know how we didn't get a good Luke in
and 7, 8, 9.
Right, we got angry
Jake,
old crotchety.
What did he call him? He called him Jake Skywalker.
Yeah,
he
like
he's not my Luke.
He's not my. So like, yeah. I want Rey to start being a Jedi. Is what I hope happens. Like if we go 16 years later,
I think
in a new
said,
Jedi story, I want Jedi action.
I think
I
they
want,
said she's like it's 16 years later because it's
she's building up the new temple.
She started the new Jedi Order, and we're seeing a new Jedi Order.
So she'll
run
be
by
she'll be like Karate Kid 3.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Focused. Yeah. And trained.
She's now the Miyagi, basically.
Yeah. She's
what I want.
She's the head. She's the head
she's
of the order.
Okay. And that's why I think Cal Kestis will make his live-action debut in that, because what they're doing with his storyline is he wants to train a new order of Jedi. So it makes sense that him and Rey would fucking meet up and just, why not make the academy together? You know what I mean? Like, and what's neat about this is a completely new Jedi order. Like, the Jedi texts are destroyed. You know what I mean?
Well, and
like,
it's old versus new in the regard that she can rewrite what she believes.
Are they
going to
repeat
texts?
The same mistakes?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like
that
get
the
rid of the
generation did, or
yeah, like
happen?
Get rid of the residential school approach. I would say that's
yeah,
probably
it's
a good
that's
start.
That's a good idea.
Let them love. I'd say is a good start. Let them have families.
Let's not castrate their future.
Yeah. Right. Like let them and don't have this weird age thing. Like nope, we can only take them when they're three. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
very,
no,
very,
like,
very dirty Hollywood centric.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So, I like.
Need more kid
I'm
actors.
Is,
they can only be 3 or younger.
Well, it's 3 year olds are easier to indoctrinate.
That's very true. Older. They're
you
sponges.
That's why the Jedi did it.
Rey has the potential to start a whole new order in the best version it can be.
Yeah.
And I want to see that. Like, I want to see a
but
version of Jedi
not,
that we're like, whoa.
But I want fuck around and find out Jedi.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like
I want
I'm
the Luke
is,
we got in Mandalorian.
Kind of going back to the Acolyte, like, let them do their thing, but also not turn into the Joker.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, right. But let them do their thing. Like, and like, even in the Acolyte, what was neat was, like, one of their lightsabers was a fucking whip. Like, is that regulation? I don't know, but they know how to do it. Let them use it.
Your lightsaber
you know I
mean? Is 14 feet too long. Yeah. Sorry, you're not allowed
right?
to fight.
Like... So it would be cool to see, like, they all don't have to wear weird cloaks if they don't want
just
to.
Just to comment you know? On the whip, the reason why that wouldn't be Jedi canon is because the Jedi were only used the Force for knowledge and defense. A whip is not for defense. That is a tool for attacking.
Sexy time.
Right. Yeah, that's
or sexy
true.
Sexy time.
Yeah, yeah. Why. I see what you're saying. But, I mean, like, what's neat is, like, not all of them had that one. So the one that has that one probably knows what the fuck they're doing with it. So let them
that's
do it.
True. That's you true. Know? I mean, and like we say, some Force users are less than others.
Yeah.
Maybe they just, their Force hasn't been refined, right? Right. They're like the third world country of Star Wars, well, for example, right? Where they're like, I had the tools and I had this and I made it. I'm
and
sorry,
with the
not...
right Jedi teaching,
yes.
you can meet your
sure.
maximum potential.
Yeah.
But everyone's potential, like, kind of like, in the X like universe, there's hopefully not a lot of repetitive powers. So if there's an Iceman, cool. Then one in every 15 is an Iceman. Let's
you,
say.
You
know what I mean?
You want
like,
there to be differentiation
yeah.
between the chromosomes.
Yeah, right, like
you
just,
want force flight, force flutter,
yeah,
force.
Why not? Why can't one of
force
them be
laser
like,
eyes?
Why can't somebody be a force user that's like, I'm basically Superman. I use my force power to fucking fly. Right, like,
but okay,
Neo,
that
we're
that
the Matrix.
Is that's
Neo is
dangerous.
A force user.
That's dangerous.
I know.
I mean, it would be fun to see, but it's dangerous because
maybe Tychus will be that. It's an Academy of Jedi that have no idea what the fuck they're doing.
You mean
Misfits? He could do like a Misfits,
like Mystery Men.
Yeah, they're all force users, but they're fucking bizarre or like some
the
just
Jedi
have
B
no
team?
Idea.
Yeah,
I can
Jedi B
I can use the Force when nobody's looking. I can use the Force when no one's looking.
Oh,
so everyone
God.
Has to turn
like
their back.
The Drax of Force
cool.
users?
Yeah. But in Mystery Men, that's my favorite, is the invisible kids. Like, I can turn invisible when no one's looking
yeah.
at me. And he does. And it'd be so funny if someone's like, I can really fuck shit up with the Force, but no one can be located.
Or Dismalchin's polka dot man.
Yeah, right? Like, I don't know. I hope Taika gets to do something that's Taika. Like, very comedic, but in Star Wars.
It's never really been done. I mean, there's
that's
always a good
saying.
One-liner, but it's never really been like...
Imagine if Taika did from the perspective of the people that have to clean up. Like, the cleanup crew. Like, the Jedi just founded the council... But we got to rebuild it, and then they're the crew that...
Jedi janitors?
Yeah, Jedi janitors. Like, and they kind of hate everyone. They're like, oh, I don't side with the Empire or the Rebellion. All of them make messes.
They're horrible.
They're all assholes.
Do you know what it's like to clean up after a Jedi battle?
Like, in Spider-Man Homecoming, they kind of... Michael Keaton's character, they're the cleanup crew.
Yeah.
Of, like, Avengers Tower. When they fucked up New York, they got to clean it up. So they kind of hate the Avengers. They could do that in Star Wars. Like, they make a lot of... There's a lot of battles. There's a lot of property damage. How does
a
insurance...
A Rancor can fuck shit up.
How does insurance...
Well, you know what?
Work?
They did the cleanup crew in Andor. That was
right.
Started.
Kind of
right.
True.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe when you build a Death Star, do you get insurance? Who are the insurance brokers?
Interplanetary.
I think... But that's what I think your one-offs are.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean.
One of my favorite things, it was a fan-made film, but it was called... I can't remember what it was called, but it was basically Stormtroopers, but cops.
Oh, yeah.
But it was a comedy.
Yeah.
It is a short, and it was done a long time ago. Like,
right.
This was, I'm talking like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay, you got to send us the link for
and
that, because
like,
I want to see that.
Why can't that exist? Like, why not? Like, that's a real thing that could...
Or like Undercover Boss. That was
with
awesome.
Kylo Ren? Like, that was so good. Even in, I think it's Mandalorian.
I knew it was Kylo Ren.
He's like, I think I knew it was Kylo Ren when he stepped into the room and said, hi, I'm Kyle, the repair guy. But like, even in Mandalorian, I think you have a whole episode that opens up with stormtroopers having banter. And it's really random. Remember, they're on the speeders.
Well, that's Sudeikis, isn't it? Wasn't that Jason Sudeikis? It was one of the voices.
Yeah. And it's really funny. He's really funny. Like, it's,
dude,
it's
even,
along the
even
lines
the
of like.
Dude who was at C4.
Yeah.
Had a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and like,
yeah.
I mean, it's even funnier when you put the voice modulator on and then it's like, shut up, civilian. Like, everything can be fun. Stormtroopers has a lot. You know what? There it is. We've only seen Finn. We've only seen really Finn.
Yeah.
And I mean, even Clone Wars stuff. Okay, yeah, you're building them and everything. But like, let's make a live action comedy about stormtroopers trying to be stormtroopers.
Or like,
those are your shorts. Those are your shorts. Like, just do like
your one-offs. Yeah,
shorts.
Okay.
Or
sure,
getting
yeah.
taken to become stormtroopers, but being told like you're going to be a great warrior, and they're like, awesome.
Yes, that's what I'm.
And
like,
then it just ends.
Like, and everyone knows that they can't aim, and there's like a whole sequence of like how they're lied into thinking they've got great aim, and how they're going to be the best of the rank, and like you.
My favorite joke of that though is in Spaceballs. He's just cross-eyed. Who hired him? He's my cousin, sir. They're all cross-eyed. Fuck.
I'm surrounded by assholes.
Yeah. No, but again, like that's pushing it into the future in a way. Like, yeah, they might be grabbing legacy with making them stormtroopers, but if we get a comedy that we've never really seen or even thought of, and Taika's the guy to do that. Like,
he makes
it so fun.
He is. This one's for Martin here, and he's like hard in the paint for both the animation series for Filoni. But you watch everything that's animated that comes out of Star Wars. So how has animation done in terms of helping the story survive? I mean, it is credited for that, those dark years, like I said.
Yep.
But I mean, we're talking about Bad Batch, Tales of the Jedi, Martin. Like, where is that?
Well, that's what the animation does. It fills in the gaps. That's the big thing about animation. It fills in all the gaps that happens between the movies. That's the big thing, right? So Clone Wars obviously took place after Episode 2. And ends just before, it ends just before Episode 3. Like, it literally ends right before that big space battle in Episode 3, that opening scene in Episode 3. So that's where the Clone Wars ends. Rebels takes place between, I want to say, somewhere between, like, way after Episode 3 and right before A New Hope. So that's where Rebels takes place. And then you get these one-off animations like Tales of the Jedi, which
kind of
give you more in-depth look of some of your favorite Jedi characters, like how Count Dooku kind of gets swayed to the dark side. That's the story that they tell in Tales of the Jedi.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Or how Ahsoka gets taken to the Jedi Temple. That's one of the stories. Also, Tales of the Empire was okay. It was pretty good. I liked Tales of the Empire. It definitely was. I think that's what the Acolyte should have been, was how they really show how the Sith or the Empire, and at that time got their Inquisitors, how they trained from basically Order 66 all the way up until how they show in Obi-Wan all those Inquisitors. So that's it. The animation fills in a lot of the gaps. That's what I think the animation's job is, and I think they do that really well. Another cool thing was
the Bad Batch
called, but they did like the Bad Batch. I'll talk about that after.
Oh,
but they
Visions.
Also did one where it's Japanese
Visions.
Anime.
That's it.
Visions.
That's the one. Yeah, where
Visions.
Yeah.
Visions was amazing.
That
like,
was
just
one of
getting
my
different
favorites.
Anime companies and seeing how they would handle Star Wars. And, I thought that was the best thing.
And
ever.
Again, Japanese storytellers, the fucking storylines and all of them are insane.
Oh,
man.
They're insane.
There's
they're
one
crazy.
Where twins are fighting on a Star Destroyer.
And the voice actors too are
so
like,
good.
Big name voice actors.
Yeah, like you can watch it in the Japanese audio. But the English dub has, like, big actors. Big English actors doing the English dubs and stuff. One of my favorites, because, again, going back to how we were saying, like, Jedi are basically samurai. Well, these Japanese storytellers are like, that's what they are.
Yeah.
So
yep. We're going to do this proper, bitches.
One of the stories is one Ronin going into a village that's run by, like, an Empire clan. And the Ronin, when he, like, opens his robe, has all the lightsabers from all the other Jedi that he's just slaughtered. And he's not bad. He's not good. He just sees exactly what a Ronin does. He just sees like an unbalance and then balances it and then fucks off.
Well, and also doesn't have a rudder, right? Like a Ronin has no clan.
He's a masterless samurai.
So that's what's cool is like the lightsaber is red, but it's like, is it red because he killed somebody that had a red lightsaber or did he corrupt it? You don't know. But like that's part of the Ronin story. It's so cool.
Yeah.
And the Bad Batch too. The one thing I like about the Bad Batch is it answers that story of like, you know, we started episode two with clones. That's what we get. But how did they become stormtroopers? And that's what the Bad Batch fills in, all that gap between how the Empire basically got rid of all the clone troopers.
And that's what I'm saying for Taika, is to take the Bad Batch and make it fucking funny.
Well, and yeah, that could totally be something. Even also,
or even give the Bad Batch a feature rip.
And
yeah. Yeah.
What I think, what I'm looking forward to in all the new Star Wars things coming out is, especially the live action ones, is maybe getting some of these characters that were all in animation, like Ahsoka, and bringing them to the big screen in live action. So there's so many characters in all these different Star Wars shows, animations, that they haven't even touched on these characters to bring them into.
I would see an Ahsoka movie.
Rebels is the first one. Rebels is the first one where they bring.
Oh yeah.
All the it's awesome seeing all the characters. Because
they
Rebels
find Ezra
on the,
that's
on
right.
live screen. Ezra was the main the Jedi in training in Rebels.
Right, and Ahsoka
and Freddie Prinze Jr. was his trainer.
Was his trainer right? And Ahsoka, the live action show, confirmed finally that Ezra is okay. Because where Rebels left
yes.
off.
Yeah, they found
we didn't know what happened.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
What Rebels touches on was one of the best, I think one of the best characters that, you know, in the books and in like the was Thrawn. They
yes.
focus on
Grand Admiral Thrawn.
That,
that's right.
So, and still played by, was it Mads Mikkelsen? Still played, like the voice and the live action.
Is the same
version.
Actor. Yeah,
same
yeah,
actor.
Yeah.
Same actor.
I wouldn't be shocked just because of Ahsoka's a connection to Grogu if she makes a cameo in Mandalorian and Grogu.
Oh, easy.
For sure.
Easy. She
sure.
She picks up Grogu in the first season to be like, we need to train him.
Rosario is so good as Ahsoka. Like she, and you want to know what's funny? Going back to Boss Logic.
How stupid I get when I look at Rosario Dawson because she's gorgeous.
Do you know how that came to fruition? Boss Logic. About 5-6 years ago, there was fans saying, hey, I think Rosario Dawson would be awesome as Ahsoka.
So he did a poster.
He did a mock-up of it. It got trending, and then Disney was like, we got to bring her in for an audition. And she, the first interview she had, she shouted out to him and was like, he's the one that got this happening. Yeah.
Don't you love The Real Debaters for the deep trivia we offer you, listener? I mean, that's such a lovely story. I like it when a fan causes fandom.
Well, that's what it should be, man. Like, you're making it for us. Let us have a little bit of a say.
Yeah.
If we're telling
you, look to the fucking pool of fans who have been like,
right.
fan art.
We got to be careful with that because no one believed Heath Ledger would be a good Joker, but
no,
he's
you're
one
right.
of the best Jokers.
You're
so
totally right. Like,
Michael
be
Keaton,
really
Batman,
right.
too, right?
For sure. For sure. And also, like, don't ever listen to the fans that have anything where it's, like, hateful or just coming from a place of, like, oh, they're a racist.
Their
opinion should not be heard in any way.
No. What I'm saying is, hi, Mr. Lucas. Hi, Disney. Hi, Kathleen. I have this really, like, Patton Oswalt
yeah.
doing
The filibuster,
the filibuster that caused
But Dave Filoni was a fan of Parks and Rec. When that episode aired, Filoni himself made a comment of, he's like, well, if we were ever to do anything with Boba Fett, we would do that. And Filoni, like, right? And, like, come on. Because he's right. Like, Patton Oswalt is known for being one of the biggest Star Wars.
Well, the whole
Star
scene, rising from the sand.
Yeah.
Right?
It's all exactly
it's
how
he's
got
it. The cut they did after where they have him narrating and then the actual footage.
Yeah. It's so
word
good.
For word.
It's so good.
Okay, so we did Daisy. We talked about where she's gonna take.
I like Rey. I think again, it is weird. Like, it's
I don't not like Rey. I just
it's not her
I want
fault.
Rey to be utilized more.
That's what I'm saying. So I like that. While Disney had a choice to be like, "Fuck, we fucked up with 7, 8, 9. Let's pretend it didn't happen." I like that they're at least giving Rey the chance that she deserves to do something better. Do something
and you know
more,
what?
And we could see
Watch,
Finn come
now
back
that you're
too.
Watching all the shows and stuff like that.
Yeah,
7, 8, 9 makes more sense.
It does. It does. It still infuriates me, but
Rian,
it does.
Rian, we're talking to you, Rian.
But Finn, like, they could bring. They got to make it up to Boyega. They have to fix that relationship with him.
They owe him a lot of
well. Apparently, he talked to Marvel. He talked to the Marvel side. He really wants to play Bishop. And he's been getting
hell
jacked.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, he's been getting so jacked. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen him recently.
No.
I saw him do, he did like some random, I think he did Skims, like the men's line, a couple like months ago. He's ripped. And he has his hair like Bishop. I'm like, oh my God, fuck Star Wars. Be Bishop. Do both. But be Bishop. Make this guy Bishop.
But like,
he would be a wicked
do
Bishop.
Such a good job at Bishop that when Star Wars comes knocking, first of all, Kevin's like, no, we can't give you
like,
him.
There was,
sorry, you fucked
there was
up.
No problem. Yeah.
Also,
there
I
was
think
no problem with the acting.
No.
It was
just
story.
Star Wars.
I think Rise of Skywalker allude. If I haven't seen it in a while, but I think there's a scene where they allude to that Finn could be Force sensitive. So
yeah,
if
they
do,
right,
they do,
right.
They do.
So if this is 16 years later and Rey's been making a Jedi Academy of her own, why wouldn't Finn be a Jedi?
I mean, a great place to put Finn is Rey in a battle of some scenario tying
in with
together. Your story.
And you
she's.
I want to see more Oscar Isaac in Star Wars.
Yeah. No, like
everybody who's
character.
Not the Skywalker saga, bring them back to Rey's story.
And again, it's not like Luke. It's not like after. You know, like, after they defeated the Empire, Luke, Leia, and Han were like, okay, see you guys later. I mean, eventually they did in Force Away, but not right away is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
So why wouldn't they still be friends? Why wouldn't they still be...
They battled together.
Why wouldn't Poe have an academy of his own training pilots? They
well,
need pilots.
And, like, you need... Like, here's what I think.
They
I think
pilots.
And then you can bring in the guy from Kim's Convenience.
Yeah, for real,
man. Let's have a Marvel... Let's have a Infinity Stone snap moment. Where like Rey's fighting, and then Finn shows up somehow and Force pulls a
That's
lightsaber, and then Poe flies in with a team of guys in X-Fight. Like,
why not open it up like that? And like, it could even be like on your left, and we're like, was that Finn? And then Finn just comes in and fuck.
This is what I'm saying.
Crazy Force shit.
And then right? Now we go, okay, everyone likes that. We can do a couple of these movies with the three of them being the Rey saga instead of the Skywalker saga.
Rose can be one of their like commanders that like you
Didn't
know.
Did Rose die?
No, I don't think she does.
Doesn't she? She doesn't die.
They just silently X'd her off.
Yeah. Because again, it was one of those characters.
Forced. They ghosted her.
They ghosted her.
But Rose was working with like Leia's team, like the ground people and whatnot. She could be. They need like those people.
Where
to,
are you
like,
going? Why is your backpack?
They're navigators and all shit. So like,
were you planning on leaving?
It would just be, and again, that would be them 100% being like, you haven't seen this before, but it's continuing a story that we're familiar with.
Yes.
But you've never seen this before. It's uncharted territory. Why not?
I think what happened with that is like, I think Star Wars fans, and I think Disney, this is what Disney thought was, we were so desperate for something Star Wars that they didn't, I'm pretty sure Disney were like, we don't care if it's bad, they're going to like it.
Yeah,
because we were so desperate for content, but now that we're in an age where there's so much content, like now fuck that.
Well,
that's what that trilogy taught us. Like, no, even if it's bad, we're not gonna like it. Like, make a good Star Wars story. We still want that.
Well,
like,
and what they did,
we have thresholds, Disney.
What they did with the mistake they did with Ryan Johnson was they got
hired Ryan Johnson.
They got him.
Didn't watch any Ryan Johnson's movies.
They got him to come in and do Ace.
Looper was good.
Looper's great.
No. This is the Ryan Johnson problem. His movies are phenomenal. the worst movie he made was continuing someone else's story. He doesn't do that. He makes original stories.
Yes.
And he works to the toot of his own drum. But did you see what Kathleen Kennedy did? He was doing Last Jedi. After Last Jedi, he was going to have his own original trilogy to write and direct. That was the deal. So he did Last Jedi and fucked it up, because that's what he does. Is he's like, I want to give the fans something. Like, everybody expected Luke to, like, have a showdown with them. But that's not what I do. And it's like, okay, do that with your original trilogy, with something we've never seen. You don't do that with the legacy characters.
Yeah, no.
See? And then look what happened. He fucked it up so bad. They were like, JJ, come back. And then Rian Johnson, not doing anything with Star Wars again.
Yeah.
If you go back to the original announcement, too, and you know who was supposed to do Episode 9, funny enough, was Colin Trevorrow, the guy who did Jurassic World. He was supposed to
Trevorrow.
Do
Trevorrow. Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But he did a movie that fucked up. And then after Rian Johnson Nightmare, they were like, nope, these guys are all assholes. So that's why they got JJ
Mr.
back.
Star Trek, be Mr. Star Wars.
Yeah. But yeah. Again, like, Rian Johnson, and it makes sense knowing that, because Claudia was rewatching Last Jedi, and the scene where they're... Benicio shows up. I'm like, what is this? He wrote two fucking movies.
It was a waste of a great actor.
Right. What the fuck was this? And Benicio's such a good actor. He even worked in this Tick where he's like, does that thing. And I'm like, again, who cares, Benicio? Who gives a shit? You put in all this effort for a character. But that whole thing, again, was Rian Johnson. He suddenly turned it into a fucking glass onion. That storyline was like a glass onion storyline. And then it was like, oh, yeah, I got Luke. Shit.
What did he do? He did a movie, something Brothers with...
The Brothers...
Bloom.
Brothers Bloom. Great movie.
Unbelievable movie.
Such a good movie.
Like,
I don't
think he's a bad filmmaker. I think he just... He
doesn't write other people's stories. He writes his own shit.
He needs his own.
It would be like getting M. Night. I mean, that would be really fucked up. But again, M. Night... M. Night doesn't write other people's stories, right? He writes his own shit. But imagine me being like, M. Night, I need you to take this script I wrote and you make the sequel to it, and that's your reference.
Let's close off the show here with the last segment. Galactic Gamble, Star Wars back at the movies again. So, do we think that they're going to dominate? Is it going to be the pop that maybe the movie theaters need? Is it like... We don't know what the first one is, right? Am I wrong on that? We don't know what
thing coming out is the Grogu Mandalorian.
Okay. All
so
right.
That's next year.
Yes.
And then the Gosling is 2027.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
they announced an official release date for Goslings.
Right there, I think we can all go, we're going with a safe bet. We're going with a puppet. Do you guys know this, by the way? Do you know that the only reason Grogu exists is because
it's Favreau directed too. They're going.
Yeah.
They're going to what gave them that.
A little weird to like. I do find it a little weird watching a TV show and then
finishing a movie.
Yeah, it's a little like I don't
it's
know.
It's a little
still, like,
Arrested Development.
Yeah, like it's one of those things where I'm like you made
it. It's an HBO move, is what it is.
Yeah, and you made the comment saying like, is this the thing the theaters need? I think as long as they don't make it streaming 2 weeks later.
Yeah, you need a 90-day. I want 90 days of Mandalorian.
That's what's killing the theaters right now. 100%. I'm sorry, if you don't see the movie opening weekend,
you're fucked.
Then you're like, well, I guess I'll just watch it next month for the thing I'm already paying for.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a hit, they're going to have the 90-day.
I hope so.
If it's not.
I hope so.
Well.
You know, like.
I just want to say this for a listener who doesn't know.
Because you have to have watched the show to watch Mandalorian.
You do.
Grogu.
But do you know why Grogu is so ingrained in one person's decision in a conversation with Favreau? So in the first episode.
The German?
Werner Herzog.
Yeah, that son
the guy
of
who
bitch.
Says,
yeah.
I want the baby. Give me the baby.
He was the one that insisted on it.
He told Favreau, if you go CGI and this is not if this is not practical,
the show will fail. He told him that, and he like scared him. He's like, I'm telling you, this show is going to be amazing, but if you guys don't make it a puppet, it's fucked. And Favreau like had like night sweats and was like, it has to be a puppet.
Werner Herzog has been making...
That's why he was in that first episode so randomly. That was like...
And never
hit.
Again.
And never again.
Actually, in the end, he is. Because Greef Karga brings...
Yeah,
he kills him in the end.
He kills him in the end. Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they do the whole bit. But
that's
like,
right.
That is, like, for a guy who's made movies about grizzly bears and serial killers in prison, he's telling a Disney director to be like, hey, man, here's a note.
He was right, though.
He's totally right.
He was so
right. The only reason Shauna watches that show is because Grogu makes her happy.
Yeah,
Grogu
makes
so many people happy.
He's good.
He's amazing.
And the idea that it makes you understand more of how badass Yoda was, like his species.
Yeah.
Because for whatever reason,
we have a reference point.
They're so force sensitive that a fucking baby can murder people.
And a baby's and they're so like they're.
But it's like a 50-year-old baby.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Right. I was gonna say it's a 100-year-old baby or something.
Right. So that's got to be part of it. Is that they age so slow that the force bond is so much long lasting
and more powerful because. They just have if you're around for 100 years, you've got double the lifespan of a human to be force sensitive.
You know what people like? I read a thing that said the reason why Yoda talked the way he did is that his galaxy was so far, far away and he aged so slow that that was like Shakespearean time when he talked. So then by the time we're seeing his story,
a rose is a rose by
any
other name.
It's a more modern day English, but he still talks because it's like what if Shakespeare
or not to be.
Like if Shakespeare was 900, he'd probably still talk. The way he knew, right? Like, I thought that was so funny. I'm like, that's fucking.
Or he learned English from Shakespeare.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Like from a
right.
Shakespeare in the Star Wars universe.
Or to be or not to be.
Oh, I know Earth. Earth was cool. Shakespeare. Yeah, that was a cool planet.
Ooh,
yeah.
Duo in the writing.
But and that's why I'm like, it would be neat to see Mandalorian Grogu. Like,
I think it's
Grogu be 15. Like, what a 15-year-old in his. But then Pedro would be dead.
Yeah.
So
there'd be there'd 12 new Mandos in between.
Yeah.
But I think it's if you're right about that, which I firmly believe you are. It is a smart play.
Yeah.
It is the most successful one. It's the like, and it will be a fun theater visit because it's a four quadrant movie.
Yeah.
It's us. It's the kids.
So you know what? They don't need to do backstory. It's already been done. So
exactly.
In a way, I'm hoping that they approach it like if you didn't see the show, you didn't need to. It's like opening up that comic book and they're like, here's a day in the life of these two awesome bandits. And we're just going to see, like, because, like, kind of like Han and Chewbacca. When we got introduced to Han and Chewbacca, they
I'm calling them Hookah from
hookah
now on.
Hookah. They had, I like that actually.
Who? Han and Chewie. Hookah.
They had rapport that clearly these guys have known each other
Hookie.
For a while.
Yeah, Hookie. I think a Hookie's better.
Hookie's
yeah,
good.
There you go.
Hookie, I like. They would have, you know what I mean? Why not just do that with Grogu and Mando at this point? And if you do want to see their backstory, you can. It's there.
Well, and it's it doesn't sound like it's gonna wrap up like the show ended.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. So, is this the season series finale?
I think I just heard before I was watching something. They said that they're not sure. They might do something else. He might go back to TV after the movie's done.
This is gonna be Logan.
Not sure.
Pedro's actually gonna be like 80 under the helmet. And
just
it's
kill
gonna
me.
Be it's gonna be their
Grogu
last
just
fucking
kill
farewell.
Me.
Yeah.
Grogu's gonna
Grogu,
end up
kill me.
Grogu's Weapon X.
It hurts everywhere.
X-24.
The beta tank doesn't work anymore.
He's Grogu 24.
Yeah.
Okay. So if they do it, and I mean, it is this thing. Like the question is the Marvelization risk versus the standalone storytelling, right?
Yeah.
You are your own worst enemy when you are a studio because you have. You have money.
Well, you're
at being risked for
sales are your main focus.
Yes, right.
Sales are your focus. So at the end of the day, as much as you're,
but
like,
do they see the mistake they've made with Marvel being too much? I'm not saying bad. I'm just saying too much.
I mean, you'd fucking hope, like you would hope that you're learning from what you're seeing. Your
you made mistakes.
Do.
Marvel made mistakes.
Like
rushing.
DC saw the mistakes and they're fixing it now, right? Like,
and I'm wondering if the Acolyte was. I mean, did they nip it in the butt?
So
in,
they
in terms
they said
of what they,
did,
see.
They didn't renew it
in the
butt,
Mike. In the bud.
Bud. I like butt.
No, rosebud.
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 Nipping it in the butt.
Rosebud.
Cutting it in the butt.
Whitmer.
I hope they do with Acolyte what they kind of did with. Like what they're doing now with Alan Cummings coming back as Nightcrawler and Rebecca. Like, I hope they see that the Acolyte worked with the guy with the and they who were they setting up in the cave that
Darth Plagueis. That's Palpatine's master.
Yeah, Darth Plagueis makes a cameo. Yeah,
he does.
Oh,
that's what I was waiting for.
That shit worked. So just take that. And separate it from what didn't, and just make it that focus on that, you know. And, like, if that means that they make a Darth Plagueis show to whatever, fine. Or, like, they use the Ahsoka show to continue Rebels. Find your thing to continue that, because what worked with it really did work. And they're still,
guys,
what I want them is, I'm worried that because the Acolyte didn't work, they're like, nobody wants the Old Republic. And it's like, no, man.
They still have.
You're so wrong about that.
Mangold, like, still has his movie. So,
but I mean Old Republic from, like, the Sith's perspective, because that's the real.
That's what I want still.
That's the real Old Republic story. I get what they're doing with Mangold. There is story there. It's cool. But the actual Old Republic story that matters is the original Sith. That Old Republic story is amazing. And yeah. Seeing Darth Plagueis fucking take on Palpatine as a little apprentice, what a beautiful way to end that
shit. So much.
Shit.
Like, you could even do, like, a big part was, I don't know if you guys know this, but the Jedi and the Mandalorians had a war, and the Mandalorians lost.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's mentioned in
Mandalorian, but they don't really, like, dwell on it, on what
that would be great,
like,
to see.
Well, it was so that war leads to, like, what happened was they sent the Jedi, who was known as Darth Revan, basically he fought in the Mandalorian Wars. Didn't like what happened, came back as a Sith Lord, and then had a civil war with the Sith Empire and the Old Republic.
And the games, again, just do what the games did. The games were amazing. Just copy the games.
Can, with such an oversaturated market of content and IP-ness, is, like, Star Wars to me is like Radiohead. Radiohead can go away for 10 years, come back. As long as it's
Daft Punk, they're
Daft Punk, right?
Yeah,
like, you know.
Yeah.
So I mean, they haven't played in the big screen for a minute. And
when was it? 2019? Was that the last one?
I think so.
Maybe 2018.
Yeah, somewhere around there, right?
Yeah,
so it's been 5 years.
Yeah,
at least 5 years since there's been stuff on the big screen. So things have changed. Costs have changed. Star Wars is never cheap.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
I've been to Star Wars Land. I've been inside a Millennium Falcon. That's just a ride, and it's carbon copy.
Yeah.
So if you have to trick the eye of somebody instead of just building a hallway that looks like, you know, where you get out of the cargo containers of the Millennium Falcon, that's...
So you got to walk through the ship?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Dude.
Yeah, you go from a stairwell into the loading
hangar.
That's
the line, right, Mike? That's like the line where you... It's part of the line ride? You know what? They have the lines usually have, like, some sort of...
So
Star Tours had that, too.
Yeah,
And then you get to go in the cockpit and shit?
Yeah, I got cut off by some mom and her two kids who took the pilot seats, and I got cargo.
Oh, so you
I just hit a button on the wall that kept pulling cargo into the ship.
Oh, but it did shit?
Like, oh, yeah.
Oh,
everything.
Get out of here, man.
So, like,
fuck me.
I was there when that was the only ride open, but then the Empire ride has opened since.
Oh, cool.
And the hotel has opened and closed since.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And is now just office space. But the new ride is an AT-AT and an AT-ST.
Get out of here.
Two scale, guys.
Oh, that's so sick.
Like, you walk in.
I still don't know what that means.
Yeah, big. Fucking big.
So you have to, like, go up a stairwell to get into.
You don't go in those. You're in the hangar on a base.
Oh my god.
And a group of stormtroopers come out and
get out of here.
It's about a 25-minute experience.
That's all they need to do.
Yeah.
Just build the sets.
Yeah.
Just literally build the sets that you guys use and let us go on. Like, they could literally, when they're done with the Star Wars movie, that's their next attraction, is just a set tour.
So you walk
up, get everyone in costume.
You get in line, and the Millennium Falcon is outside, ready to go.
Like on the hangar, like on the outside.
On the outside, yeah.
Fuck.
Like the I have a picture of it. So, but then you go behind the stairwell system, and then in the wall behind the mock Millennium Falcon is the ride. And there's two cockpits, just like the cockpits. There's two areas. The chess game.
Yeah,
is there. Right? Like, you can sit there. The cargo holds are there. The padding on the wall. Like, everything is...
What I love is, like, I love that. And then when I was a kid and they would, on the Discovery Channel, they would show, like, how we made the Jurassic Park ride.
Yes, yes.
The fact that that's someone's job and they get to go in there and basically make your dreams come true. Like, I know that sounds ridiculous, but that's what they're doing.
The story goes
that's so cool.
I get
How do you get a job like that? Like, that's amazing.
They're called something. I can't remember what Disney calls them, but Dream.
Oh, Imagineers.
Imagineers. Thank you. That's
so cool.
So the story goes, I get there. There's a 3.5-hour long line.
Oh, fuck.
I got an appointment at the cantina that if you miss, you miss.
They do have the
blue
milk,
right?
Sorry,
Mike, before you do that, yeah. Before you go on, the secret to the 3.5 hour lines is you go to the solo rider line,
yes,
and you
go
right to the front, bro.
Now, I did that. So I get there, and I'm like, not waiting in the 3.5 hour line. Ask for the solo line. Just me and Shauna. The lady's like, it's closed right now. I'm like, when does it open? She says, when that line clears out. So now the solo line is maybe an hour to 2 hours until the big line clears out. Then there's the fast pass line that people are just blowing past everybody.
Right.
So I sit there, and I bring up the, like, lost child, my toy, my ice cream is gone, my ice cream has fallen look. And I said, can I just sit down here and wait? And she said, yeah. So I sit down, I pull up my Gatorade, and Shauna's just standing there looking at me like a sad, pathetic puppy. And about 30 seconds to a minute goes by, and she looks over at me, and she says, just you and your wife? I said, yeah. She says, get on in.
Yeah.
That is their job. That is their job. Everybody at Disney has that pull.
That's amazing.
Because it made my dreams come true.
Right, and that's where it's supposed to happen.
In those moments, they are all empowered.
Fuck.
To grant your wish. It's insane. They just don't bend.
Are you
right?
Sure she didn't think you were a sick kid? And she was like...
I mean... I think I was still limping from my Achilles,
yeah,
so maybe.
See, she's like, fuck, this kid's like, but, how old are you, kids? 16,
I mean,
17, sure.
I didn't push. I didn't beg. I wasn't trying to slime my way in. I just said, fine, I'll wait, because I was like, I'm going to miss the cantina, right? I want a blue milk. I'm going to miss it. And then she just asked about, like I said, about
That's
a minute
awesome.
Later. And then
well,
she
also
just,
at the end of the day, too, two people, come on.
Yeah.
But, so the cantina, is there a band?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
They're robotic.
And there's, like, characters, like, people are in
costumes. Oh, yeah, dude, everything is...
Fuck me.
So, Cantina was a half-hour reservation. Blue Milk was $22.
Yeah.
So,
what
it was like...
I'm paying it.
It was a vodka-based drink.
Wow.
Shauna had some, like, Cantilli...
It's like a white Russian or
a
blue Russian.
Yeah, it's a blue Russian. It's
it
a milk-based...
It makes sense why when
Luke
drinks it, he's like, ugh.
Yeah. And then, so, you're in there, and it's
Is there any, like, get those droids out of here shit?
Okay, well, there's no get those droids out of their shit, but what there is a droid building facility where you can make your own, like, 2-foot-tall droid.
God. That's so cool.
And so that's, like, $150 USD. The cantina's free, but the drinks aren't. As soon as you get up from the cantina and leave for more than a minute, your table's gone because the next group have to come in. And
so
then
many people
the lightsaber thing that people have seen in images and whatnot was $275 USD.
Oh, I would
have
done.
Dude, I know it's not an opportune time to travel to the States from Canada right now, but if they do lower flight prices and prices at Disney to attract Canadians, I'm fucking going.
I told her the exact same thing. I was like, I don't think it's going to happen. But if for whatever reason, the flights are cheap and like our dollar isn't going to be atrocious there, I think that would be the best time to go.
It is. It's in Hollywood Studios. It is
no lineups.
Unbelievable thing you can possibly. Like,
I want to go. Like that's we want to go to Hogwarts. I know that's Universal. I think.
Yep, just up the street.
So we want to do the Hogwarts experience. We want to do the Star Wars experience.
If you guys decide to go, I would strongly consider
going.
That
would be a great group trip.
Like it's
why don't we do a real debaters Star
oh my
Wars
God.
Trip?
That'd be amazing.
Like, if you do it proper and you don't like you just don't get stupid, like we would bring food to the park. We wouldn't eat at the park.
Yeah, no, of course.
Right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And
it's
then,
like music
I am
fest.
Spending all of it on souvenirs. I'm building
yeah,
a
that's
droid.
What I said.
I'm
no, that's what you
just, lightsabers.
Experiences and souvenirs.
I told Claudia, like, we might not ever get to do this ever again. So I'm gonna since we're spending money we don't have, we may as well get all the skip all the line pass, like all the shit.
Oh, dude, we
all
didn't,
the shit.
I didn't need a fast pass, like, and I did both sides of Universal in one day without a fast pass inside of 8 hours. Damn. And that was because of, at Universal, I went to all the fast, like the solo lines.
Yeah.
Shauna would be at the back, I'd be at the front.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
It's a thing. Like, if you don't care about sitting next to somebody and you care about the experience, you both get off and you're like, man, that was amazing, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Like,
I'm an adult. I don't give a fuck who I sit next to.
Yeah, I sat next
to
a kid and swore when I was on the Hulk, like, and he was looking at me like he'd never heard these words before.
Like,
Shauna was taking a video from behind and laughing her ass off.
I get to sit beside Claudia all the time.
Yeah, you don't.
If we just want to experience this, like, it would be like we would have to sit in the very front row if we wanted to sit together for a movie, or we could have good seats. but we might sit beside someone
yeah,
we don't know.
Yeah, it's the family
thing,
I'm not watching you.
I'm watching the movie, so why don't we just watch the movie then?
Disney adults are a thing. They know about Disney adulting.
That's awesome.
So it's like when they go, well, yeah, we don't have kids, so there's not six of us trying to get
on
a ride.
Could be a
yeah,
Real Debaters YouTube short and orgasm YouTube shorts.
That'd be great.
And like Hogwarts at Universal is unbelievable. Those rides were never dull. They were never short lines. I didn't go on any of them. But
they opened up the Ministry of Magic and I was looking at fucking clips of that and it's amazing.
You go to the back of the park first. Here's the cheat sheet. You go to the back of the park first before you go to the front of the park because everybody instinctually goes to the first thing they see.
Yeah, right.
So you whip around to the backside. I got on Jurassic Park in 30 seconds. I was on King Kong
in
under 5 minutes. They do
still have those rides. Oh, yeah.
I was in the Transformers thing in under 10 minutes. Like
Jurassic Park one still like right at the very
end
of the T-Rex?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
They have the Mummy at the back there. They have the Men in Black thing. Like,
and I've only seen these on Discovery. I've never been, but they do that whole like behind the scenes thing.
And like you got to be up at 8. Go there for 9 when it opens.
Dude,
be in the parking lot. Be in the lineup. Like
Claudia and I went to the State Fair in Minnesota. It was like 1,000. It was like 50 above. It was horrible. But we went at like 8 a.m. and we stayed until like fucking 6 o'clock at night. And we maxed out, man. It was awesome.
Yeah, you just
as long as you plan your days right.
Yep.
And
bring
maximize,
food. Bring drinks.
It's the best.
I save probably $100 a day being in the park just 100. By not
totally.
Anyways, but yeah,
Smuggler's
Star Wars. World, Galaxy's Edge, Orlando, California, Real Debaters 2026. Sure, why the fuck not?
Yeah, I'm down.
I'll be graduating from school.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, fuck
dude,
yeah.
Seriously. Well, that brings us to the end of our May the 4th recorded on April. What is it today?
April 18.
And the year of our Lord.
420 Easter.
420 Easter, yeah. Yeah, seriously. Best time of Easter. If you think we missed something, if you want to throw your hat into the ring here at the Real Debaters Podcast, we have a voicemail. It is in our show notes. We also have a core, too, if you want to ask a question and get us to answer it. Just hit up either of those links. Amongst those links, you'll also find all of our social media, as well as a link to Charles's Nerdgasm, Emily's Dodgeball, Ian and Diamond. Basically, it's everybody on the show. If you want to follow everybody's shit, it's
soon
one
to
link.
Be Martin's developed video game.
Yeah, if you want to play a game that Martin's going to be
holy
in,
shit.
Getting in hand. Martin may put a link up to his first short game. Who knows, right? Point is that if you want to follow the show, if you've liked what you've heard, if this is your first time, thank you to everybody who always listens, but if this is your first time, and you're like, what do I do now? You subscribe to the show. You follow our social media. You listen to more. You go backwards.
What do you have, like 200, more than 200 episodes for your enjoyment?
It's 281 kids. Right now.
281.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Maybe not all 281 are there. Some of them have been blacklisted.
Yeah, you know.
Some of them have been removed because we've had assholes
on
the show.
Some of them are put on the vault, and they might not come out of the vault.
Yeah, there's a couple questionable ones where you're like, meh, I don't think we're those people. I think that was a mistake.
We just have to re-render the audio.
Yeah, which we are. We're reduxing everything.
There
this is my apocalypse now.
Yeah.
I'm recutting everything
this
slowly.
This is your THX release.
Yeah you get right. It's surround sound, baby. But yeah, so we'd love to hear from you. See us at a trivia night. Follow the show. We're going to be out this summer again. We're going to be at the Cinnabon Park for Movies in the Park.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we're going to try to do more stuff. I think Little Brown Jug wants to host some movie nights that we may do a small trivia attached to and
cool.
be a part of the whole thing. Yeah, so, yeah. Real Debaters out and about this summer. I've been Yoda.
I'm a Darth Maul cameo that was better than a whole movie.
I am the best dad in the world, the Pedro Pascal podcast.
Oh, nice.
Daddy Internet. Watch all the movies, kids. May the Force be with you. And say bye, everybody.
May the Fourth be
with you. May the Fourth be with you.
Hey, that's pretty good.